begin the Quran daven seftes yivam is davening vav. Begin the bezim. Begin the tzeis nasta. Begin with zigma. My bechein. What's bechein? My love isn't going on. Lo yishlam b'shagim b'chulu. And v'ktani pasla. I'm not pasla. So this is where the Gemara brings a source regarding the halacha, which Tosis is bothered. The Gemara wanted to show that an ish is a ish, that although the Yisrael, there was nenas, even though she's permitted to her husband, but she would be possible for kahuna. From the Mishnah, where we see that balach melarayis, that it's all the psulis, that so what's v'chein? It's going to compare to the reish of the Mishnah, which we said regarding Yibum, that doesn't make a difference. Lashon ba'oinish, lashon ba'ratzon. So you see, ba'oinish is also going to be pasla. Says, wait a second. And he's saying it in the answer. He says, but we can't say, mishmachem not pasla. Maybe pasla is going to other cases. Let me mention, not because of Ashes. Maybe it's not true. Maybe the Ashes is there was an answer would not be pasla to kuna. So it says, you can't say it because this primary element of the Mishnah talking about doesn't make a difference if it was forced or willingly. We only find that concept by a married woman. By Ishas Yisrael. Abishar rice, but by other rice, we don't find any more of a novelty regarding if it was coerced or willingly regarding invalidating Bakuna. It doesn't make a difference. So obviously, the same thing with my Ishas Ishan, therefore you see that even this would make her possible for Kuna. Like says Master, with the words the Gemara Ikar Ra, but rice, except the primary Ra is written by rice. Now, it's from the Garsi, which is like actually our Girsa, then Adra, but the words are to the contrary, Yavama would be the film of rice. That Yavama, you learn out from a rice. Now, according to this Girsa, it's difficult because we actually learn out that's by Yavama from Chivalavin, not from rice. Which the Gemara learned out in the Nunhei from Exerish of Abiyabia. So what you could explain, pushing it, you're right. Although we learn out Yivama from Chibul Avin, but it's as if you learn it from Rais. Why? It's not there, Rais, but Shivcha Rufa, Shemila Mechibul Avin. And since Chibul Avin from there, and you learn this from Chibul Avin, so it can be considered as if you learn it from Rais. Can you make two master big ones, the words that come up, Chayn, and also, Ashalai Kedarkam, the Chibul Avin. Also, meaning the Chayn is going on what to come to teach us. Not regarding one of the other cases of the Gemara, so it must be talking about Chibul Avin that regarding that there's a liability for Gedark. Peshbukon, Rashi explains, which Chibul Avin, Amalekah and Gadol, Grishbukhazukah and Hedyet, which are Chibul Avin the Kuna. That's what we teach you regarding Shalai Gedark. Amashama Ra, but regarding her Ra, Le'etzuk Masani, that we didn't have to tell you the Bechain, to Mabin Le'el, because we already learned that Mekicha Kicha their eyes. So it says, because they're typical to the because the image of Chibul Avin the Kuhun, like the Rashi explained, because of the negative prohibition of Kuhun, then actually, not only for a rabbi, but also shalai kedarka, you don't need to have a v'chein, because tikkun mila, you could learn that as nami kicha kicha merayis. That's simple mishkebe isha, it says mishkebe isha, which includes also that of plural of mishkebe is also shalai kedarka. So what's the v'chein? And earlier, we rather seem to the read the koy asher chibalam the lav v'kuna, not like Rashi. It's actually going other negative version, not v'kuna. The like simple kicha, which doesn't say kicha, and you cannot learn a kicha kicha to tell you shalai kedarka. The like shemini bush shalai kedarka. El mizera shavu debi biyam yibama. We don't know shalai kedarka. Only from mizera shavu debi from yibama. Kicha defin leel mina yibama leinara, and that's the source. Never you need v'chein to say that the same source is also teaching you regarding shalai kedarka. Next is not the beginning of the words the mab ezu. Do ishit kain. This is the wife of a kohen that she has a different halacha that she's also even ba'enis, which translates from the word vehi. He is only by ishis is all. Then you have this halacha that ba'enis, then she's gonna be mutter, but by ishis kohen she's gonna be us. But then the Tosafot are gonna say, because the shidlam b'ksubas very narrow, but the gemara b'ksubas have no nava base. Use the word vehi lo drasha chayit of a different drasha to tell you that chalas ba'enis of seven, but us in the shaya that if she was originally being raped, and then even if at the end it was willingly, she's gonna be permitted. That's what he comes to tell you. So it's not extra to teach you to exclude ishis kohen. But Maria says, no, that's only an illusion over there, because the Mesvahi, the Shire, the logic, of course, would be permitted. Because the Chashav Oynis, that's considered Oynis, because Avogad of the same, but also, although at the end she does it willingly, the Yitz Abishah, because her inclination clothes her. Kihecha de Habasmachta, the comment, just like the same thing, you have to say it's an Asmachta, what the Gemara says, Leilin of Kufan Beis, but Ezu, Zushi Kedusha, tell us this, what the Kedushan are, betoys. And the Gemara is learning out from the word Behid there also. It's not considered that she was Mazana. And there it's for sure in the smachta, because obviously kedushin is not kedushin, and it would be like a single girl that doesn't have a husband. So obviously that there it's a smachta. So too in regards to the Gemara in Ksubas. The Kedushin next time at the beginning of the Gemara, Minha Ederson, that Meir says that if they're engaged, then lo yoichu, then they can't eat truma. First, for contrast, Losh is Shani. Rashi, in the second interpretation, explains. But nearly Ikka and Rashi thinks that that's the primary interpretation. Tabi, they were talking about who's this forbidden woman that's engaged to the Kohen that cannot eat the Truma. It's whether she's a Bas Kohen or Bas Yisrael. It may apostle for Bas Kohen, it may invalidate. Even if she is a Bas Kohen, she can't eat. And Rabbi Shimon Machshir, they hold this kosher for the Bas Yisrael, even Bas Yisrael, by virtue of being engaged to the Kohen. And in the Sambalot, in the Skarshum, in the Eris and Ksheris, when the Mishnah tells us that if they get widowed, divorced from the engagement, then they're valid. So then says Taisis, regarding that, you have to say, L'shev kashas b'bas Yisrael. It's not really applicable to say validity regarding the Bas Yisrael. That's eli nas l'kuhuna. That's obviously not regarding Truma. It's obviously only regarding that she's able to marry a Kohen, because the Truma la'akhla, she's not eating Truma because she's a Bas Yisrael. And now that she's not engaged anymore, obviously she can't eat. Ubenes garsha. Now, regarding the case of being divorced, that that wouldn't be applicable even to get married because she's already a grusha. So, but this guy, she have to explain about the case of when she was divorced, that she's kosher, means to say, if she's a bas kohen, then share the truma, then she's still kosher for her father's truma because she didn't have bi yet, and therefore she does not become a halal. Additionally, the Gemara says, the Remeir says that candy truma from a kabel chaymer. Ma kedusha rishos imachilim if regarding when there's no sin that he doesn't feed her with just kedushin. Kedusha ver isn't a kolshkin. So you have to say what's the kedusha rishos. That means b'isol shekidush bas yisol kamo. Reg b'isol that gets engaged to bas yisol. Because actually, if he would get engaged to the bas kohen, she actually would be able to eat because of her father. So again, depending on what words we're saying, it's referring to one of those two cases. Because the entirety of the Mishnah is referring to Bas Kohen and Bas Yisrael. But since it's actually difficult to read, because if that's the case, they were talking about by Yisrael that we got engaged to Bas Yisrael, that's the Kedusha Rishos. So the Makamachem was there. So what's the Kamachem that Rameh is trying to say to Kedusha Avera? To keep him to like it's at Kuna called since when the Yisrael gets engaged to Bas Yisrael, there's no element of Kuna at all. So Ma'ilim Lahach Leshem Kedushin. Why would you think that he could feed with those Kedushin? In contrast to here, even though it's sinful, but at least there's a Kuna. How could you feed the Bas Yisrael when it reaches the time of marriage? But those who are invalid, it's not applicable to say that she eats from his and eats from Truma. I mean, Rish Bataras later on the pay, hey, I'm an Aleph, regarding Amon, they get married to Kohen Gadol, where the Gemara says that Ba'amut Vahitzekai, he has to divorce her. So, Mizayin Isla, you think that she's going to get Mizayin? So, if that's the case here also, he has to divorce her. So it's not applicable to say that she should eat truma. So I can understand Bas Kohen would eat because of her father, but if you tell me it's including also Bas Yisrael, why would she eat? So rather should say if it's near the Bas Kohen Ari Tuma, no, only a Bas Kohen. Because the page of Kohen's Lashon Rishon, like Rashi says in his first interpretation, not also by a Bas Kohen, like it says in the second interpretation. And therefore, Rabbi Elazar b'Shimon holds that she eats truma, that even though she's going to get married in the prohibition, but still she's not invalid as long as she didn't get married. She could continue eating because of her father, because she's the Bas Kohen. But because of her husband, you're right. It's not applicable to say that she could eat because, like we just brought from the Gemara later on, not pay hey, that's Ba'amud V'Haitzei Kohen. And this is Rashi asking this interpretation from a mayor that he said, Kavochem, if Kedusha Rishos, you don't feed Kedusha Beri, isn't a Kosekin, that is the one Bas Kohen. It should have said, if Kedusha Rishos is Paisel, where she's forbidden to eat Truma, so to Bebeis Aviyam. What's Imachil? It's Paisel. So says Taisus, Ube Gemara Garas, and the Gemara, the Girsa is, Ma Kedusha Rishos Paisel. Right, that's the Girsa. And actually, Bechen Gizr Bein Nechadan. So that's not difficult. Additionally, what Rashi asks, that this Rav Elazar says that Ptu Daka Kohen that gets engaged to Bas Yisrael will come to Machlis Rameira and Rav Elazar Shimon sounds like he disagrees with Bas Yisrael, not only about Bas Kohen. So this explains we got Ptu Daka Gersina Shekidish Bas Kohen and Mechenu Beit Nechadano. And I will look at what she calls a Besvar Meshekidish Bas Yisrael. Now, if you Gersa, so Isaac, Rashi had the Gersa, so Pirsch can explain like that. But I'm like, yes, it's a bit of a and therefore it's not difficult what Rashi is asking because there's these different kirsais.